WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan police officer who spotted a car parked on the wrong side of Tabor Road at about 4 in the morning with the engine running and no one inside also found what turned out to be property reported stolen from 8 vehicles. That led to the arrest of 24-year-old Andre Dempsey of Angleton for the burglaries and unlawful possession of a firearm. According to online records, Dempsey pleaded guilty in April of last year to 3 vehicle burglaries in Bryan and was placed on 5 years probation. That was after Dempsey served jail time for 5 other vehicle burglaries. As for yesterday's incident, BPD reports returning stolen property to 8 victims and still having items that have not been claimed. Residents and businesses located in the area of Tabor Road and the freeway who are missing property are asked to contact the department and file a report even if little was taken. More is known about the man accused of killing a San Marcos policeman Monday afternoon.
Hayes County official records reveal that 51-year-old Stuart Thomas Metz was the man San Marcos police were trying to serve a warrant on when 58-year-old Officer Kenneth Copeland was shot and killed. The Statesman reports Metz had a warrant for domestic violence charges by his wife of 7 years and mother-in-law who lived with them for about 18 months. The affidavit says Metz assaulted his mother-in-law in November and his wife in September. Police have not said if it was Metz who killed Copeland. In Austin, Eric Likem, TSN News.
A College Station woman has admitted to stealing almost $19,000 of jewelry from a home in September of last year, then selling the items at a local pawn shop.
19-year-old Abigail Sharp's in the Brazos County Jail awaiting trip to a state prison system women's center in Beaumont. In addition to completing the women's center's program, she was ordered to pay restitution, write a letter of apology, perform 200 hours of community service, and take an anti-theft class. One of two men involved in the armed robbery of a Bryan insurance office where nearly $8,000 was taken has been sentenced to 58 years in prison. Punishment for 27-year-old Brodney Ray of Bryan comes 5 weeks after a Brazos County District Court jury found him guilty of the September 2015 robbery. A Bryan man arrested last March after running away from Bryan police for a traffic violation has admitted to selling cocaine, morphine, and marijuana. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 31-year-old Stephen Craig was sentenced to 25 years due to his criminal record. At the time of his arrest, Craig was out on bond in 3 drug cases in Brazos County and a firearms charge in Madison County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The fate of the state's new voter ID law is now in the hands of the Fifth Circuit Court after the 3-judge panel heard arguments yesterday.
Attorney General Ken Paxton's office argued in court the law's new reasonable impediment option allows voters without one of the 7 accepted forms of ID to still vote. Paxton spokesman Mark Rylander.
The legislature passed Senate Bill 5 last session to comply with the changes that this court ordered to the original voter ID law.
The Mexican American Legislative Caucus argued the reasonable impediment addition is a problem. Spokesman Jose Garza.
If you think you fit into one of the exceptions, you're also warned that if you're wrong, you could go to jail.
The loser is expected to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Tomorrow marks the 76th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor bombing and the dedication of the 9th statue at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. 3 local chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution were involved in the fundraising for the statue of Rosie the Riveter.
She represented the women who worked at home, especially in the aviation industry and munitions, filling jobs that men normally would have had, but they were off fighting.
Sean Jensen of the DAR chapter in College Station says the organization is hosting the program.
There will be a lot of DAR people there helping out. The keynote speaker is a national DAR spokesperson. She was the past president general for DAR, and she's a Texan, and a number of state officers in DAR will be there.
Tomorrow's dedication program starts at noon at the World War II Memorial site at Veterans Park in College Station. Tomorrow night is an opportunity for anyone wanting to learn more about improving their credit. Elsie Bond with the City of Bryan talked about the Passport to Financial Wellness event on our show.
People are going to get a little passport, and they're going to go to different booths. So as they go to a booth, they'll get a little passport stamp, just like they were traveling through a country.
Right.
And it's learning about credit. So we're trying to focus on families that are, you know, starting out, want to learn how to purchase a home, want to learn what is their credit, what does it mean, how do I improve it.
Tomorrow night's event, sponsored by the Bank on Brazos Valley Coalition, is from 6 until 7:30 at the Neal Recreation Center in Bryan. And an accident alert before we let you go from this news break. There is an accident blocking traffic at westbound Briarcrest at 29th in Bryan. So right there, Briarcrest and 29th Street, the right lane is blocked. So if you're kind of stuck in traffic, that's why. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. You can call or text us if you have a traffic alert at 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Pepe sent to me 12 taco salads, 11 chips and hot sauce, 10 tamale dinners, 9 nacho grandes, 8 beef burritos, 7 breakfast tacos, 6 fajita wraps, 5 bandito burritos, 4 tortilla soups, 3 cold drinks, 2 queso pies, and a guacamole tostada.
Pepe's Mexican Cafe, an Aggieland tradition for almost 50 years. Make your holidays feliz. Pepe's Mexican Cafe on South College Avenue in Bryan.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. We got some, and it's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today with a 90% chance of rain. We've had some of that today. 44 will be our high temperature, falling down to 39 tonight, and the rain will continue. We could get up to 3/4 of an inch of rain. Maybe a little heavier if you happen to catch a thunderstorm tomorrow. 50-50 chance of rain, diminishing to 20% during the day. High of 51, low tomorrow night, 33. Got some sunshine the second half of tomorrow now, they're telling us. First, they were telling us all Friday would be sunny, but that's not the case now. They've changed it. 53 or so for the high, 35 will be the low. About the same thing for Saturday and Sunday as well. Right now, 44, chill factor 38.
There you go. Now you know the rest of the story.
Really nice out there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looks like those people are really cold.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first bell is at 8:15 at Bryan High, so that's going to work out well with
okay.
that accident.
Oh, right there. Right there at Briarcrest and East 29th, yeah.
Probably be a lot of kids will be getting in about 9:30 saying it was the accident.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, if they were listening.
I'd have been here, Mrs. Smith, except for the accident, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll see. Hey, United Airlines has decided this is something that people are really going to like. They've decided to use more heavily densified planes across the Atlantic starting next year.
Heavily densified.
That's their
okay.
word.
Yeah. Planes?
Should you not be worth familiar with the phrase densification,
mm-hmm.
what it means is shove as many seats inside the plane as you can to make more money.
Okay.
Okay. United isn't the only one doing that. American has had some joys as well with the concept of reducing legroom in first class. Now, see, those people are paying a lot of money. They may not
right.
like that. So, mm-hmm. anyway, so that's your new word for today. In case you didn't know it, it's densification.
Densification.
Here's another word that is a word now.
Oh, fun with
words.
There
was a time it wasn't. If you've heard the word irregardless before,
uh-huh.
and that sends shivers down your spine, you're not alone.
Okay.
Because most writers learned that there was no such word as irregardless.
Okay.
But now there is. Apparently enough people have used it that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary says it's a word now. lexicographer Corey Stampler says, she's the author of a book, Word by Word, The Secret Life of Dictionaries.
That's awesome.
Oh,
make you bored?
Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting maybe to some extent, but anyhow. In a video, which is a good way to do it, she explains that the word was first used in the English speech in the early 20th century and remains somewhat common in spoken English. Irregardless means regardless and is a blend of two words, irrespective and regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Okay.
Just different. But Corey notes that just because the word is a word doesn't necessarily mean that you should use it.
Okay.
Right. This is true. This is true with a lot of words.
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
and a lot of things, depending a lot of statements.
Yes, circumstances could have something to do with words that you probably shouldn't use at different mm-hmm. times. So anyhow, all right, we got that going. And, of course, we're coming up with trends now as we get to the end of the year about the most popular whatevers. So here we go. These are the apparently trendiest shows and films of 2017.
Okay.
The Great War is here.
Twitter revealing the most tweeted about TV shows and films of the year. HBO's Game of Thrones, the most popular, followed by Netflix original series Stranger Things. The most tweeted about film is Warner Brothers Wonder Woman.
If you choose to leave, you may never return. Who will I be if I stay?
Followed by La La Land.
This is the dream. It's conflict and it's compromise. It's very, very exciting.
The Los Angeles set musical took home 6 Oscars, including Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role for Emma Stone. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oh, thanks, Kristen.
All right.
So there you go. That's what you wanted to know. Let's see the rest of them, since she didn't do that. Number 3 was Big Brother.
Okay.
These are the most tweeted about shows. Number 4 was 13 Reasons Why.
Oh.
We've talked about mm-hmm. that before. Saturday Night Live in at number 5, Walking Dead number 6, and Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
That's been around a long
Forever.
Time.
Way
Forever.
Too long.
Yeah, that's comes in at number 7.
Okay.
So there you go.
Grey's Anatomy is almost like a soap opera at this point.
And yeah.
It just sticks around. It's never going
to
go away.
Well, yep. But you must. That's what happens is after a while, you have to have some sort of conflict. Conflict has to exist for the show to be able to continue. Because mm-hmm. if you solve all those things, then that won't work. So
yeah.
that's why we have
I mean,
to
at least
conflict.
They kill people off. Like, it's, you know, there's definitely a lot of conflict on that show.
From that standpoint, that's true. That's true. Now,
People just love a good medical show.
Oh, sure they do. Got to have some of those. They've been around for years.
Yep.
Got to have doctor drama.
Oh, yeah.
The DirecTV Now streaming, a video service that has reached its first 1 million subscribers. Service offers a mix of live TV channels and on-demand content over the internet to your phone or your tablet or your TV box like your Roku or Amazon Fire Stick. By comparison, Sling TV has 2 million customers, just so you know. Sling's been around a long time, though. It's 6-7 years, I think.
So. Okay.
Anyhow, the next time you're on hold with tech support, try this surefire way to get a human to come to the line fast. While you're on hold, go to the bathroom.
Soon as you leave.
As soon as you leave.
And actually, there's a website, though, that's called Talk to a Human.
Okay.
You go to the website, and it has various companies on there, and it may give you a different number to call so that you can actually talk to a human, which is kind of nice to do. When
that
you're
is nice.
Sitting and around. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Your call is important to us. No, it's not.
No.
It's not important, or else you would be answering it. But that's fine. Ooh, is that on hold? Is that on hold?
Yeah, speaking of phones.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that?
Not mine.
Well, certainly wasn't
well,
mine.
That was weird. Somebody's computer playing something?
I must have popped on a website. It would have done that. There we go.
It kind of sounded like hold music.
It did. That's right.
All right.
You know that moment when you, you've heard every song way too many times for Christmas time, and you wonder,
yes.
what is the song that has had the most versions of it recorded?
Okay.
And the answer is Silent Night.
Okay.
Silent Night has been recorded 137,000 times. That's a bunch.
That is a lot.
White Christmas, second at 128. Then comes Jingle Bells, the Christmas song. That's that chestnuts roasting on an open fire
mm-hmm.
thing. Winter Wonderland, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Joy to the world. I'll be home for Christmas and let it snow.
We're not going to do Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you.
No. Just saying that. Just the.
These are the most recorded.
That's
ones.
Right. No, just talking about.
Listen
that
to
many
what we're talking about.
I'm listening. Sort of.
He was overlooking to see if they had a new coach at Tennessee.
Well, they don't.
They don't.
Do they have a new
newsflash? They don't.
Yeah, I can imagine.
By the way, apparently Chad Morris heading from SMU to Arkansas, reports say.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Whoop. There you go. That'll be good. Apparently, in an attempt to stall, waiting for an opportune moment, a bank robber in Tennessee, speaking of Tennessee, started filling out paperwork. Then he made his move, handing his teller a demand note.
With his paperwork.
Exactly.
That had his name on it.
No, actually, he fled with an undisclosed amount of money. He left the credit application on the counter. Birthday, Social Security, everything.
Oh, man.
Right there.
Learn all about him.
Aside from that, okay. So when the armed, there's another story. When the armed robber hit a bank in Chicago, she was pretty clear on what she wanted the tellers to do. Go to the vault. An employee said that he couldn't get into the vault because it required a dual control. The robber, wearing an overcoat over the pink floral nightgown, wouldn't accept that, demanded that he put in his access code. He complied. The robber escaped with $126,000 in cash. When investigators arrived, employees said they were pretty sure they knew who the robber was. A former colleague who had transferred to another branch.
Oh, man. She knew.
Detectives went to the branch. She was late getting to work.
Where had she been?
Was she still in her nightgown?
No, apparently not, but confessed. I guess she thought if she was in the nightgown, they wouldn't know
it was her. Wouldn't recognize her.
Right? Anyhow, she confessed to the crime. Made it a little bit easier.
Yeah, that helps. Thanks.
I think I could rob a bank and get away with it.
You think so?
I've seen enough movies.
You think so? Yeah, you've seen that? Sure. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I can do it.
Britain GQ's worst dressed man. They've put out their list of the worst dressed man. It is Kit Harington.
Oh, come on, Jon Snow.
But he's got to wear all that gear.
Yeah, winter is coming.
How could that look good?
Oh, maybe his new fiance can kind of spiff him up a bit.
We'll see how that works. Has he got a new fiance? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah,
it's Ygritte from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, his love interest on the show.
They are now getting married.
Don't you love how that happened?
That has never happened before.
Never.
That is just shocking. All right. The best dressed people, according to GQ. Matt Smith is the star of The Crown and the Doctor Who. Do we know about that?
I don't know.
He's the current Doctor Who, I guess.
Okay.
Jeff Goldblum, Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, Brooklyn Beckham.
Okay.
And that must be the Beckham kid. I guess that's probably right.
Because
I'm pretty much not knowing.
Well, if your mom is Victoria, she better be the best.
There probably is a little bit of pressure on that.
He is. Oh, he's 18. Wow.
Oh,
man.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
If you're looking for an affordable home in a preferred suburb, it may pay to find the street that has the silliest name.
Okay.
Study shows house prices on streets with silly names are lower than houses on nearby streets.
I wonder if people, that really does affect their purchase. Well, you know, I don't want to live on Kookaburra Lane.
Well, it depends on, you know, like anything else, what's the whole marketplace look
right.
like? If you got to get a house, you got to get a house.
Yeah.
So the study was conducted by students at Sacred Heart College in Australia for a science class. The students identified 27 streets with silly names, including Butt Street and Fanny Street. they analyzed home prices on these streets and streets nearby, and the student researchers found that property prices on the streets with silly names about 20% lower than properties that were on
20%.
Streets that I guess you would call normal. Yeah.
So. We got some weird ones around here.
Okay.
I know over there where the barracks are, of course, that is townhomes.
Oh, Papa Bear.
Yeah, but they got some weird street names that are over there, like Tang Cake.
Commando.
What?
And Tang Cake. Yeah.
Tang Cake. And
I lived on, when I lived over there, I lived on Old Ironsides.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but that's because they get to name all of those.
That's true.
Yeah.
They did that.
I mean, I think they still have to get it approved. But.
Well, but again, you know, if you go through and you find the histories of some names, there certainly are some unusual names out there, and I guess in some cases they'd be silly too. All right, 824.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit Chowder Potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
This is Jan. How can I help?
Congratulations. You've just won our monthly raffle.
Ooh, that's what it's like when you get a great deal at Toyota-thon.
Toyota-thon?
Yeah, our biggest event of the year. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and low lease offers on our amazing vehicles.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, right? You can save big on Corolla, RAV4, Camry, and more. But it all ends January 2nd.
Oh, I still have 10,303,511 calls remaining.
You better be quick, because right now during Toyota-thon, you can get a 6-month trial subscription to SiriusXM on equipped models.
Done. No one else answered. Best day ever.
Congratulations! Now get in before the deals are gone.
Toyota-thon is on. Right now, you can get super low APR financing on a 2018 Toyota. Offer ends January 2nd. For more great deals on other Toyotas, visit Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. For more information on SiriusXM trial subscriptions, see SiriusXM.com.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Production of TV shows, including HBO's Westworld, has been halted amid Southern California's wildfires. The sci-fi drama was filming its second season in an area near to Los Angeles County fires, but producers decided to shut down and avoid any danger to actors or crew members. Many shows shoot outdoor scenes in the outskirts north of the city, where large blazes have choked the air with smoke and are threatening thousands of homes and buildings. Duke Energy says 375,000 of its customers may have been affected by a data breach revealed by PayPal last week. The country's largest electric company says the customers paid a bill by check or cash at 550 walk-in payment processing centers in the Carolinas, Florida, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky since 2008. A Senate panel has approved a plan to ease the rule block for regional banks, advancing the most significant bipartisan rollback of financial regulation since the post-crisis rules were put in place. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Let's confront this one head on. YouTube has a black eye, a bad one. Over the past few weeks, it's lost both advertisers and credibility after what can only be described as a YouTube pedophile video outbreak. YouTube has decided to take action, kind of. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. There's no question that YouTube's management stood on the sidelines, and they were slow to react when groups of perverted and sick users began posting a series of videos depicting young children being subjected to violent and sexual themes. Pedophiles were clearly behind it all. Now YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki is trying to clean it up. She's hiring 10,000 YouTube reviewers to screen content. But YouTube claims it's taking 300 hours of new video every minute. More than a billion YouTube videos are viewed every day. And so, YouTube, please explain to us all how the hiring of a measly 10,000 new worker bees is going to clean up your very serious problem. I'm Kim Komando. Santa's got a big secret. He's got a way this holiday to cut printing costs for your small business or home office. Everyone knows how crazy expensive it is to replace printer cartridges, and that's why Santa's bringing the new Epson EcoTank 2750 wireless all-in-one printer. It's an awesome printer. Large, easy-to-refill ink tanks means cartridge-free printing. The ink tank is so large, the one that we use here at the Kim Komando Show, we haven't had to refill it yet. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years. That's 5,000 pages without having to buy a single ink cartridge. That's the equivalent of up to 30 cartridge sets. Did you know that would cost about $1,000 to buy 30 cartridge sets? A saving of $1,000 in the coming new year. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. It's the smart choice. What a great holiday gift for everyone. The Epson EcoTank ET2750. Learn more by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is dedicating its 9th statue tomorrow. It's also the 3rd statue at the World War II Memorial Site and the first of a woman. Sean Jensen is with the Daughters of the American Revolution chapter in College Station, one of the 3 local chapters involved in the fundraising for the statue of Rosie the Riveter.
One of DAR's missions is patriotism, and so because this dealt with World War II and it dealt with what women contributed to that war, it fit perfectly with a women's organization.
Tomorrow's dedication starts at noon at the memorial, which is located at Veterans Park in College Station. A variety of businesses and public agencies are hosting an event tomorrow night for everyone wanting to improve their credit. Alcee Bond with the City of Bryan says members of the Bank on Brazos Valley Coalition will be on hand to provide information and answer questions.
And you can just come at any time because you're just going to be walking through. You're going to be, you know, very friendly. You're going to get to know the bankers. They're going to be able to provide you tips, and you're going to get free food, things for the kids.
Tomorrow night's Passport to Financial Wellness event is from 6 until 7:30 at the Neal Recreation Center in Bryan. An Angleton man on community service after pleading guilty to 3 vehicle burglaries in Bryan in 2015 and served jail time for 5 more in 2014 has been arrested again by Bryan police. According to the BPD Facebook page, a citizen's report led to the early Tuesday morning arrest of 24-year-old Andre Dincy for breaking into 8 vehicles in unlawful possession of a firearm. The citizen reported a vehicle burglary on Shirley Drive, which is east of the freeway north of Tabor Road. 4 hours later, an officer spotted a vehicle matching the description given by the witness on Tabor Road about 1 mile south of Shirley. After property was returned to 8 victims, BPD says there are items that have not been claimed. BPD is asking those who live in the area to check their vehicles and file a report if anything is missing, even if little was taken. Bryan police dealt with 2 pursuits Monday night.
One began near Texas and 29th when an officer spotted a car without working taillights. The chase went south to the area 33rd and Washington when the driver jumped out. According to the arrest report, the car then started rolling. That's when the passenger in the front seat jumped out. After the car hit a dumpster and came to a stop, an officer heard a woman yelling. She was in the back seat. About 10 minutes later, the driver was found in the backyard of a home at 33rd and Hutchins. 19-year-old Preston Wiggins IV was arrested for fleeing and evading. According to online records, it's Wiggins' 6th time in jail in the last 14 months. The second pursuit began on the freeway southbound frontage road near the former DPS office when an officer spotted an SUV without a license plate. According to the arrest report, the driver had multiple opportunities to pull over, but waited about a mile before stopping at the frontage road and Parr Drive. Driver told the officer he was trying to get the vehicle back to the car lot where he was working. Instead, 33-year-old Willie Rochelle Phillips of College Station was arrested for fleeing and a warrant regarding a motion to revoke child support. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It is 44 degrees. You can text us any time of the day. We definitely appreciate traffic alerts, any other news tips that you have. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
8:35, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather real quick. It's what you got, right? It's 44 degrees, and that's as warm as it's going to get today. Look for a low temperature tonight, probably around 39 with a 90% chance of showers. May have up to a 3/4 of an inch of rain. We'll see. 51 for a high temperature tomorrow, 33 tomorrow night, 53 on Friday. And then Friday night, we're looking at probably about 36 degrees. And so, again, 44 right now. Time to talk to the mayors. And Carl Moody from College Station's here this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. Well, you know, it's holiday weather, right? It's the weather that we get in Texas every once in a while, but not very often. Gets us in the mood, I guess.
Yeah, well, Mother Nature's playing with our minds here.
Right.
You know, it'll feel like winter, but it's still going to be rain.
And, of course, we almost have a news alert, you know, the big bell ring off took place last Saturday. Mayor Nelson was at Walmart in Bryan, and you were at the Walmart in College Station.
Correct.
And so what are the results?
Well, we don't know what the actual results are. We know that we did raise money for the Salvation Army.
Sure.
and a good quantity of it, which is really important. Salvation Army is trying to get up to about $185,000 overall. When you consider that last Christmas they supplied just about 3,500 meals. That's a lot. I mean, I think folks have a difficulty getting their hands around that we have that many folks in our communities that really need that. But they were out there. And kudos to those folks who participated. I can't say who all worked with Andrew Nelson over there in Bryan, but, you know, over here we had CSPD, we had the Brazos Constable's Office, we had Bus 12 was out there, the College Station Morning Lions were out there ringing with us, and the Aggie Band actually had a brass choir out there.
Oh,
so it was kind of nice. I had somebody to keep me in tune as I was singing.
Yeah, we heard you sing in German sometimes.
I've been known to do that. Yeah,
we called it showing off, but that's fine. I mean, if you can do it, you may as well, right?
That's exactly right.
Without specificity, but kind of give me a view as we get toward the end of the year. We've had good hotel, motel tax years and some that have been a little bit softer than others, and we're getting more and more rooms. So basically, what have you seen recently as far as your hotel, motel tax funds are concerned, and what are we thinking about as far as a projection
there? Well, we're still lagging behind, of course, where we were when the boom was going on with regards to oil and, you know, shale exploration, gas exploration, all that. And I know our hoteliers would love to see more folks come to us. I know with the reorganization of the Convention Visitors Bureau, now called Experience BCS, they're working toward that goal, and there's a number of things happening right now, getting ready to interview candidates for the executive director position, and moving forward, getting a marketing staff up to speed, which is something that hasn't been there for quite a while. I know the cities themselves also are going to have a greater hand in that marketing, so I'm hoping we'll see more of that, as well as a stronger connection with A&M. because that's going to be absolutely necessary. That's a vital part of what we do here in the community. Folks take a look at some of the events that occur that do draw people in from other areas. And, if we don't have those hotels, first, we can't do that. And folks need to understand that it's important that we have visitors who want to come here, who want to spend their money here, because sales tax is a really a lion's share of what we need for us to be able to sustain the kind of quality of life that we have here in College Station.
Sure, and it has to be geared toward not only the people who live here 9 months out of the year, people who live here 12 months out of the year, and then the people who are just visiting for special events.
Absolutely.
To make it a good experience. One of the things that has to do with experience, clearly for all of us, and we all have an opinion about it because we're all in it, and that's the traffic situation.
It is.
And
it is.
It kind of ebbs and flows here, certainly based on when classes are in session and that sort of thing, but now we're getting more and more choke points in College Station, and so there are more challenges there.
Right. You know, and I think some of us are looking forward to the next 4 weeks or so, or as my pastor said last year, he said, I'm going to finish 5 minutes early just so you can all go out on Texas Avenue and drive, because you can.
Yeah.
Particularly the area that we're looking at the greatest congestion, and there's going to be more added to it, will be over at 2818 and Welburn Road, mm-hmm. 2154. Mm-hmm. And some folks I know were able to take advantage of what was being shown about town as far as the changes that are going to happen, especially at Holloman, all right, and 2818, and also, of course, 60 and 2818. And then with the new HEB going in there, and it's not just an HEB,
no.
All right, there's other stores that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, considering where it's located, some of those stores are going to attract a number of college students, but other folks who live on the west side, as that continues to grow, you've got Duck Haven and other neighborhoods to the south, you're going to see more and more folks that are going to come up that way. And the good news is that where Balcones is right now, and folks who don't know Balcones, think of where Copy Bridge is located. Mm-hmm. There's a small dirt road, Sally Lane is actually what it is right now. But if I use Copy Bridge, I know there's a lot of hungry folks in town who will know where I'm talking about. And that is going to be pushed through, and there is going to be an opening in the median there, and there will be a signal light there. So folks will be able to get in and out of HEB's large development right there.
Without
pretty easily.
Have to go around to the access road, turn the corner, go in the access road.
Exactly, or even to go into the neighborhood and drive around, come all the way over to Deacon, which eventually Deacon's going to have a signal light as well.
Yeah, people find their way on surface streets as they need to, as we learned in Munson decades and decades ago.
When Blinn was over there at Woodstone.
Yeah, exactly. They will find a way no matter what you do. And of course it is. It's a concern of mine that College Station does need to catch up, and you as an elected official certainly see that this is going to be an ongoing problem of being able to not only just provide infrastructure, but continue to keep a quality of life as you have these explosive areas of growth.
Well, Scott, you're absolutely right. I mean, the part of the hardest thing is to try to be able to accurately predict what's going to happen, because even as you sit and you look at a problem that we have today, to try to just simply solve that problem is not going far enough. You have to anticipate what else is going to be coming down the pike in 10, 15, 20 years, because even as we plan right now, by the time you get design, funding, and actual construction, you're looking at another 5, 6, 7, 8 years that's going to elapse.
Sure.
I mean, take a look, for example, what's happening over on the east side, Lakeway, all right? Right now, dirt is moving, and there's going to be some huge changes over there by Baylor, Scott, and White.
Right.
As Bird Pond comes across and Lakeway goes north-south.
And Lakeway will push out behind the Lowe's right there and come
into
Fitch, and so that will be a major collector, certainly.
It will be.
You know, one of the things, though, that you want is there are a lot of people who are always willing to complain about situations, but you can have input kind of above and beyond just being a citizen. You all have boards and commissions and things that you need people, actual citizens, on.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things we're doing is we're trying to do more in the way of getting citizens involved, and we have a number of committees right now. I recently sent 50 letters that I personally wrote and signed and sent those out to our neighborhood leaders asking for citizen input on the various committees, boards, and commissions that we have. you know, our citizens are just like our council and myself, the mayor. We're all volunteers. None of us get paid, you know, but it's the decisions that we pass on to the employed city staff that enables things to get done in this community in the way that we want them to be done. So the best way to get things to happen and not get to a roadblock or more dense traffic than what we want or whatever it might be, is to get engaged, all right, and participate. And I would encourage listeners out there today, if you have any time whatsoever where you could provide some input, there's multiple committees out there, from bikes to traffic to all kinds of construction boards and zoning board of adjustments and so forth, where we need multiple people. And you know, right now, it's a little disappointing. We haven't had quite the response that we would hope to have. And every year, that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? If you've got the time, particularly if you've had the experience, please take a look at what our city needs so that we can continue to be the best place, I think, in Texas to live.
Sure. Can we? Is there a website or is there a list someplace that people can actually go through and see them?
They can go right to the city website, mm-hmm. and they'll be able to go to the committees and boards and commissions and be able to find it right there.
Okay, and so there you are. And again, you're right. If you have, there's some specificity, sometimes some expertise that's needed, but there are others where you just need folks who have been here for a while and have a view. That's
right.
For sure. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you in about 2 weeks.
I'll be here.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayor's on alternate Wednesdays.
Your shot to win free furniture starts now. The biggest promotion to hit Aggieland is back. Starting December 1st, for 12 days only, visit Ashley Home Store in College Station for your chance to win free furniture if the men's basketball team is one of the last four teams standing during the national tournament in March. Bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, and more. Ashley Home Store is the number one furniture and mattress retailer in North America. Visit the College Station store today for your chance to win free furniture. And hurry, this offer ends December 12th.
No purchase necessary. To enter, see store for complete rules and details.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in by 9, out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
My wife and I needed new curtains and blinds badly. We wanted something new and fresh in our bedroom, so we emailed Blinds.com and asked them, can you help us figure this out? They replied immediately. That Saturday morning, we emailed, we FaceTimed, where they took pictures of our house and then superimposed the pictures of the blinds and the drapes that we wanted. Blinds.com not only completely transformed the room, but they gave us some of the best customer service I have ever experienced. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. They'll even send you free samples to make sure everything looks just as good in person as it does online. Find out yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. And their always great prices just got even better. Now through December 11th, you can save up to 25% off select products, plus an additional 5% off when you go to Blinds.com and enter the promo code BECK. Again, save 25% off selected products, plus an additional 5% when you go to Blinds.com, enter the promo code BECK. Blinds.com, promo code BECK. Rules and restrictions do apply.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. If you have a battery that's giving you trouble, bring it to the experts. We can troubleshoot batteries in everything from cars and trucks to boats, RVs, and farm equipment too. Our guys will perform a free battery check to determine if you really need a battery or if there's another issue that might need attention. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see us at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:49. Overweight and obese people who eat almonds and chocolate every day may have lower cholesterol than their counterparts who don't consume that.
Okay. Okay. So interesting.
You can be and healthy at the same time.
Perfect.
I guess.
You're just big boned.
Yeah, that's it. For 4 weeks, all of them were, what they did is they took 31 overweight people, okay, or obese people. So for 4 weeks, all of them followed a typical American diet.
What's typical?
Not sure.
McDonald's.
I guess just the same is what we can say. Every day for another 4 weeks, they all added almost one-third of a cup of almonds to that typical diet. In another four-week period, participants added almost a quarter of a cup of dark chocolate and 2.5 tablespoons of cocoa powder per day. And everybody also had a four-week period of adding both nuts and dark chocolate with cocoa to their diet. Adding all that junk, all that stuff for the almonds were healthy, and the ones who did the almonds and the dark chocolate and the cocoa were also good.
So what about some chocolate-covered almonds?
Yeah, that could work. You could have two of them there. Hello.
Thank you so much for getting the mouse pad for me. I picked it up Friday.
Good.
And I do have a comment about the most requested Christmas song.
Okay.
Yeah. How is Grandma go?
No. Sorry. No. Anyway, it's
he teed that one up.
It's most recorded anyway, and not most requested. Pizza and a buzz in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Hut testing home delivery of alcohol in Phoenix.
Hey.
The delivery options include six packs of Budweiser and Bud Light, Shock Top, and a local Arizona-based craft brewer named Four Peaks Beer.
Really?
Packs will cost a flat rate of $10.99. What? $10.99? Is that a good price for a six-pack of beer? I don't know. Anyway, company is still deciding on details on the wine delivery that they may do, too, which will begin in January. The pizza chain began selling alcohol in its sit-down restaurants across the country in 2016. Huh. I didn't know they had not done that before.
Yeah, I've had a Four Peaks beer before. I've got a friend who lives in Scottsdale and went and visited. And
yeah,
I'm going to have to ask if they've ever ordered pizza with beer.
Well, and you know, I guess maybe for a craft type brew, the $10.99 a six pack is probably right.
Yeah.
I don't know what Bud and Bud Light cost. I don't
about
know.
About a dollar a beer.
Okay, so
depending on what all you get.
So that'd be about $7, see, instead of, I guess it's going to be a service charge. Taco Bell also recently introduced beer, alcohol, and frozen mixed drinks with tequila, rum, vodka, and whiskey, but only KFC chains in Tokyo and Australia have sold beer with their chicken in recent years. Okay.
Beer-battered chicken and beer.
That could work, but I'm just saying.
As if things weren't sticky enough in a KFC.
One more something special. That's that's true. All right, so if you're not sure you're being a good parent, here is some good news for you. Parents these days spend a lot more time with their kids, or at least middle-class parents do. One analysis of 11 rich countries estimated that the average mom spent 54 minutes a day caring for children in 1965, but 104 minutes in 2012, which I guess the last year they have all this put together. Men do less than women.
Duh. Yeah. But I'm back.
I see.
Yeah,
dang, we're
going
to try to finish this before you did that. For more than men in the past, the child averaging time jumped from 16 minutes to 59 minutes for men. But you know what? I don't think they're necessarily playing catch with their kid, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're sitting on the couch playing video games, I guess that's interaction time, right? Is that, you know?
Yeah,
I guess so. You're still spending time with them.
You were not with us when we started talking about the Pizza Hut delivering beer and wine with their
pizza.
Sorry you missed that.
I was not.
But that's okay. But I would like to have your opinion.
Okay.
I mean, do you think of wine and pizza together?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
There are very few things that wine doesn't go with.
Okay, yeah.
Hot wings is one of them.
Okay.
But no, you can, you know, pizza's Italian, and you know, wine is like the water of Italy.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would work.
Definitely.
Well, also wings, you know, you end up, then the glass gets grungy.
Yeah for sure. Fingers. And it's just, it's usually too spicy. It just doesn't, for me, it personally doesn't go well.
Yeah, I could understand
cold
that.
Cold beer, though. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, there
wings,
you go.
Wings is a messy business, and beer goes just great with it.
Just fine. That's right. A woman who found a $1 million winning Virginia lottery ticket in her husband's backpack.
Oh, keep it, girl.
Said he. Boy, she's on a roll. Ever since we did that thing about women being healthier than men.
Yeah, she's really picked up that baton.
Girl power.
That's it. Absolutely. So anyway, found this thing in her husband's backpack. Said that he told her he had thought the ticket was a prank. Rosie Barr from Avalon, Texas. You know where Avalon is?
I don't.
No.
Do you?
I had to look it up.
Oh, okay.
Between Hillsboro and Ennis.
Okay. Probably driven through it.
Yeah, nearby. So Rose, anyway, told Virginia lottery officials she and her husband were in Virginia while he worked on a construction project there. Said that she was cleaning out her husband's backpack when he found a Hot Millions multiplier scratch-off ticket that appeared to be a $1 million winner.
Whoa.
She bought the ticket. She brought it to her husband, and who said it had been given to him by a friend, and he put it in the backpack after scratching off the stuff, thinking it was a joke.
Oh.
No joke.
No joke.
Lump sum after taxes, $561,000.
Wow.
Jeez.
Life-changing. How do you feel if you're that friend?
I don't know. Well, you know, I guess he gave it for a good reason. Now, it's just now what this guy needs to do is, you know, give him a little something.
I would think so. Even just like $100.
Well, yeah, or a new Ford truck.
Oh, that would be
like
nice.
That,
yeah,
you know,
you're very
well,
giving.
Hey, it's $561,000.
It's a lot.
You could roll 10% of that.
True.
And give
true.
It to him.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, 5-2.
In commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, a special Bush Library exhibit will celebrate the three entities at the center: the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum, the George H.W. Bush Foundation, and the Bush School of Government and Public Service. Some of the main features of the exhibit include photographs, awards, numerous artifacts, and more. This exhibit will be on display through January 6, 2018. For more information, visit bush41.org.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Shop local first. When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I want to remind you the 13th of December, that's the last day for you to take your wrapped package back to Blue Baker, okay? Go get your Christmas angel. Go do the shopping for it. Wrap it up and bring it back. Now, if you want us to do the shopping, we can do that for you. If you want us to wrap it, we can do that too. We'll be glad to kind of get engaged any level you want to, but stop by one of the three Blue Baker locations, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and pick one right there.
Yo, 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 this is my angle.
I'm
going to wrap your Christmas angel.
Oh, listen to that.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That was really white.
You're welcome, America.
So would you go to the movies once a month for $8.99?
Yes.
That's a new idea from Cinemark, which is now offering a monthly subscription program called the Movie Club.
Okay.
Company unveiled the plan yesterday, said club members will be able to roll over unused tickets every month and buy additional ones for friends at a lower price. In addition, you also get a 20% off at the concession stand. Guess we need to check and see if this is a a participating location. I think they probably all are because they're not franchises. So there you go. That's available out there, $8.99 a month.
I go to the movies quite a bit. I know some other folks who do as well.
Could be worth it. All right, here are your TV shows from last week. Number 7 was 60 Minutes. Number 6 was Young Sheldon. Number 5 was College Football. That was Ohio State, Wisconsin. Mm. 4, Big Bang Theory. 3, Carol Burnett, 50th anniversary. 2 was your Redskins-Dallas Cowboy football game.
Okay.
And number 1 was your Eagles-Seahawks football game.
All right.
So that's what worked as far as that was concerned. All right, how about this? How about smart bags? Have you heard about
smart
these?
Smart bags. I have not.
The bags use lithium battery power packs, reportedly going to be a big favorite for holiday gift giving this year.
Okay.
Since they'll have the ability to recharge your cell phone and other devices.
Ooh.
As well as containing a GPS.
Cool.
So they, by God, will know where your bag is, whether they, you know, whether they admit it or not.
Like luggage bags.
It's right there. Yeah. Yes, that kind of thing. And also electronic locks, and a weight scale to prevent overpacking.
Mm-hmm.
Deal is this, though. Because the bags use lithium batteries, American, Delta, and Alaska Airlines have already announced they will not be placed in the cargo holds.
Yeah.
Not going to do that. Because, you know,
so
that
it
could
have
be
to be a carry-on?
Exactly. It has to be a carry-on. CNN reports that
Way, if it lights on fire, it's just on
it's
like
just
the plane
right
with
there.
All the people,
yeah, which is
right?
Perfect, where
okay.
the oxygen is,
of
know.
Course, makes
yeah.
sense.
CNN says United Continental and Southwest also plan to announce a ban on the smart luggage, just so you know, going in. All
yep,
right,
don't
we're
splurge.
Back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. WDAW College Station Brian.